Welcome to Real Estate and You. I'm your host, Scott Allison. I've got Valerie with me from Premier Mortgage, so you know it's going to be a good show. And folks, this is probably going to be a very, very important show if you're buying or selling real estate, because August 1, everything changes, and we're going to find out what's going on. We'll be right back after a word from our sponsors. Welcome back to Real Estate and You. Hi, Valerie.
Hello, Scott.
Hey, we got it before we get going. We got to wish Jeremy good luck and the Rams.
Go Rams.
For the second time in school history, they're at the Baseball World Series. It's pretty good, huh?
I like that.
They can't sit on the set. So it's pretty cool. So Rams.
Go Rams.
ASU Rams. Go Rams.
Also, I don't know his name, but the new basketball coach is supposed to, the girls coach is supposed to be very good. And Cinco
very
good.
Great
so, yes,
guy,
go
way.
Basketball too.
Him and his whole family, him and his wife are very nice people.
Very, very nice people. Very, very nice people. So. And they're very excited and getting great new recruits. So, it's ought to be a good year.
So, you're a basketball girl.
I
all we
am.
Need is the football team to do wow, wow, wow. And we'll be all there.
If it's warm weather, I'm a football. If it's not warm weather, I'm only a basketball.
Rams, anyway, we just want to say good luck. If anybody's listening there, or cheer on for the Rams, give them a little prayer. Maybe they'll go all the way and win the whole thing. Okay, I just came back from Washington, D.C.
Yes.
And you saw I came back straight, almost straight back, not straight back, but almost straight back to your office. And I'm going to tell you why. And I want you to help me with this, okay? And by the way, for a fat boy to walk as many miles as I walked in Washington, it's hard. And I don't know how you can walk uphill both ways, but I figured it out. You can't. You know, you're walking 8-10 miles a day. For me, that's a lot of walking.
That's a lot of walking.
Little
I don't know that I don't know that I could do that. So.
And we listened to the different people, Conaway and the different guys, and they were telling us all the good stuff going on. We also listened to one room full of about 2,000 people. And they're talking, come August 1st, there's going to be some mandatory changes. And this guy got up and he said how great it was for the consumer. And then he left. Well, of the 2,000 people, and I'm going to say 1,997 got up with questions, and none of them really got answered because basically we're changing the way we do our HUDs, which aren't going to be called HUDs anymore, the way we do our whole process. And really it scared me because I'm thinking, you know what, we don't have the information. We have very little information. They're not answering, and they're the people who's imposed this on us.
Right.
So what I did, folks, for y'all's benefit too, I went to Valerie and I said, Valerie, I'm not liking this. This is worrying me. Are we going to have some problems, you know, for buyers and sellers, you know, losing locks, different things like that? And I said, Valerie, you're the only positive person that was in that room in Washington with 2000. None of them were positive. Yeah. Nobody's talked. The people had people weren't positive. So let's give us a positive outlook on it.
Okay, this is my take on the whole thing. And I have gone to some seminars on it too. We're still educating ourselves. Title companies are still educating themselves. Number one is you got to remember we live in San Angelo, Texas. Okay.
Yay.
That's exactly right. You have to remember that because some of those people that live in other towns with 5,000 title companies and 5,000 lenders and 5,000 realtors,
boo.
That's right. They don't get along. So nobody wants to help anybody and everybody will blame everybody. San Angelo, totally opposite.
We have a good connection.
We have four awesome title companies. Okay. We have good realtors and we have good lenders.
We do.
We will all work together through this.
You're
and
right.
I actually think it's positive. I've talked to several of the title companies.
I hope you're right.
And we are taking it is that instead of rushing at closing, and we do. And I don't care how good you are, because I'm good.
I don't care
how good you are.
Very, very good.
For the volume you do, you rush.
A lot of volume.
All the time. Because if I have said, exactly, because if I, well, you're being such a smart honey. Okay. So if you are like if you're not closing until the end of the month and I have all your stuff in, you would think I would be ahead. Well, trust me, we're going to have to work on those 5,000 people ahead of you to get them done. So you really never get ahead. This is going to cause us all to slow down just a tad bit. And it's going to have us basically get everything to the title company in plenty of time that the buyer's going to have 3 days to look over their settlement statement, okay? Now, why do you care? Okay, one thing with us is I don't care if I give you a settlement statement, like I'm closing 3 this afternoon, okay? 2 of them got their settlement statements yesterday. 1 of them got them this morning.
Which is normal.
Do I care? No. Do they care? No. Because I'm going to have it within what I told you.
Right.
Okay. It's not going to be like a big old surprise. Well, in some towns, it's a big old surprise. That's what's caused this law.
In some mortgage companies.
Yes.
That's why I'm so anti.com mortgage companies.
Exactly.
It's a big old surprise.
And so that's where all of this has changed. And that's why the laws have changed is that we will give you copies of you'll know your cost 3 days in advance. My thought is, if you know your cost, why don't we go ahead and give you your legal documents 3 days ahead? So we can go over everything with you. So when you get to closing, all it is a fun time of signing. It is not stressful to you. So you heard that it's going to break locks. And my thought is that till we get used to it, it's going to slow us down just a tad bit. But in my case, if it's because of me that I'm having to extend your lock, I am not going to charge you for it.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. This, she is talking for herself.
For me.
Folks, that is not for everybody because most people will not do that. That's right. A fear factor me, the realtor, has.
Yes. But in my case, I'm not going to charge you for something that we're having to go through. Although I really think that we're already preparing for this. Okay. So I think that what you're going to have is June and July is you're going to have us kind of like testing out, when could we get the docs to the title company? How fast could we get a HUD? Now, the HUDs are not going to be done by the title companies anymore. They're going to be done by the lender.
Okay, let me ask you a question there. This whole Dobbs-Frank bill, and folks, if y'all listen to my show ever, you know I hate that bill, and every lender I know hates that bill. But it was to help the consumer.
Mm-hmm.
And it was also to help the smaller banks. Now, let's take a smaller bank, like even like Bront Bank, which they don't exist anymore. They're now Sterling City. But let's take Sterling City, just the little ones, which are all friends of ours, our old neighboring people that we like.
Right.
To me, if the mortgage company has more paperwork to do now than they had before, which I've seen your files, they're like 6-8 inches thick right now.
Right.
Is that going to be even more work on those people?
Not really.
Okay, because, that's what we want to hear.
Yeah, not really, because it's not going to be on like me. It is going to be on our closers, okay, which in our case, it's Premier out of Dallas, okay? Now, do I work really closely with them? If you actually work with me, you don't even know who those people are. I don't let you. I mean, you don't need them. You only need me. But we'll just work with them. We have actually padded our closings. We have more closers now in preparation of it. But the title companies are still going to give them the information for them to do the HUD, okay? So it's still going to be a very much a connection between the two places. And as long as the title company and the lender works well together, it'll be a piece of cake. It's going to be so much better than what it is right now, where we're just rushing.
And you know, hearing me, I say use local. I'm going to tell you now, even more than ever, for sure, one of the questions that came up, I said, Scott, you get a contract, and this was actually a guy at the podium. I get a contract from another agency, and their buyer is getting their loan through Wichita University, blah, 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 $10.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so he's approved, blah, blah, that's great. The guy did the loan. It's less, which we can keep up with. The other deals, now they said, we also want to use our title company, that's in Wichita, blah, 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 yeah,
right.
blah, blah. You see a problem for me in San Angelo, Texas?
Yes.
See, I do too.
Yes.
A big problem.
Now, in that case, I would really push to use your title company here, okay? And again, I think those out-of-town people will want to use someone here for in-town properties, okay? Because they've got to use them for title work anyway. They have to come to San Angelo. Mm-hmm. They have to come to Tom Green County to get their information.
If we have the records.
Exactly.
Here.
But like when you have repos, for instance.
Which we do that with them right now.
Exactly. And so what happens is that, like on the repos, they want those documents in so ahead of time that this 3-day thing won't mean anything. Okay? So because we're already used to that. We're used to having to have them there early. You just can't, like, this month, and again, I'm a person that does not like to say no. So, but I've had people this month that actually brought me a contract and want to close in 15 days. Okay, and I'm not talking working days.
And it
days.
Wasn't me.
I'm talking days. Well, we appreciate the business, and I'm going to do my best to help you. But when this law changes, there will be that can't happen because that gives me no days to do my work. So my thought is we'll need a solid 30 days to get our work done. But I think it's going to be cool. I mean, I'm really actually, I know the title companies, they have to be looking forward to it because we slam them so dadgum bad every single day. I mean, we do. I mean, I beg, plead, bribe. I do whatever I have to do with the title companies to get them to help me. And they're like I said, they're awesome. I mean, they really are.
Well, and like you said, we are very fortunate that we have some good lenders here and we have some good title companies here. But you said the key to, folks, I have other offices in other towns. I'm going to tell you right now, San Angelo, Texas is the best realtors, the best people, the big closest family, and I'm including our affiliates, which is our title companies, our insurance people, and that work together and help each other.
No doubt.
I think you are right, and that makes me feel better because we do have a good network where people do try to help each other here.
We do.
And I think we're going to need it.
Yeah. Now, when we're doing your loan and you're moving out of town, because I do quite a few of those every month, that you're moving out of town and I'm doing your loan, We're going to use their title company in that town. So you have to remember, I have to deal with them. And so it's hilarious because Midland, Odessa, I don't mean anything bad about Midland, Odessa, because I do a couple of loans there a month. But talk about a difference between San Angelo and anybody.
That's where one of our offices is. Yeah,
I know. And it's my God. Different.
I have some great friends in Midland, Odessa.
Yeah.
But it's not the same working atmosphere.
They don't like lenders out of town, let me tell you that. And I have done a great job every single time. We have got them closed, but it does not make any difference. They don't trust me from day one till the day of closing. They're just not trusting people. And again, they may have dealt with people they can't trust, is why they're that way. Big difference between San Angelo, though, and out of town. I'm doing...
Like Burnet? Have you ever done one in Burnet?
That was a nightmare. Yeah, I'm doing one right now in Stamford, Texas. Now, talk about little towns. I mean, they want papers 3 days in advance to even do anything. And that's before the laws have changed. So, I mean, it's just a different, we're just going to have a different attitude. But I think it's a good thing. I'm not looking at this as negative. I'm looking at this as a very positive thing. We just have to hurry ourselves up a little bit more at the beginning before we get to the end. And we're just going to have to all work together to make sure it's done. But San Angelo, very few of the realtors that I work with, if I had to say, hey, I need an extra day, blah, 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 very seldom are they going to like slap me around for it.
We're going to take a quick commercial break, and we're going to keep talking about this because I still got more questions for Valerie. And folks, this is really, really important for y'all in the real estate world, buying or selling real estate. We'll be right back after a word for our sponsors.